Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How are Israeli students managing at the moment with their studies amid this ongoing war on terror? We welcome Professor Rachel Dekel. Professor Dekel is a professor of social work at the Bar-Ilan University. Professor, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
No, great to have you on board, Professor, and thanks for availing your time to discuss, a report that's appeared in the Jerusalem Post today, and I quote, 81% of students report stress amid an atmosphere of war. One can, you know, imagine the profound effect this is having on students at the moment. But from your perspective, Professor, what are you seeing happening to students right now?
Yeah, thank you for taking this paper into consideration and discuss the situation of the students. We have to remember that students, many of them, most of them, have been gone to be part of the military as a reservist or part of serving as helping to the military. So this is part of their task, or they are having partner or other people that they know that participate in the war. So at this moment, I think that they represent the situation like in Israel. We all feel a little bit stressed and under kind of constant tension because the situation is not that stable on one end. And the second, the students are quite like a marker, like a risk, a group in risk, because they do serve, they are young, they do serve, they have, some of them have young kids, and they serve at the military, and this is one of the reasons. And they need to, you know, to participate in studies, they need to take tests and exam, but on the other end, they might go to serve in the military. So it's a double challenge for them.
Professor, how has this impacted on their academic performances? Surely in terms of, for example, like pass rates or application to their work. What are you noticing there? What are your findings there?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because we are really bothered by this situation, because it has been for more than 1 year that we have to take care of the students. So I think first I want to say this is something that we take into consideration, and each university in Israel kind of taking into account and trying to understand the situation of the student, to be in contact with them, to take care of their mental health, to suggest them some reductions in course materials, and to be kind of sensitive, because it's a very complex challenge. We do have students that have left their studies or didn't come back.
Wow.
After they came here. We do have students, I can see in my class, that they come to the class and, I teach social work, as you say, but I do have many reservists, female and males, and they come back after they were in the military, and they come back and they are, in my class physically, but you can see on their face that they are, and their mind is dealing with other issues. We do have some injured soldiers that come and back and need some adaptation in the level of accessibility in the campus. We do feel it in campus, definitely. We just try to make our services, adapted and
sure,
sensitive to this situation.
Mm-hmm. Professor, it has been noted that students also residing in closer towards the conflict areas are impacted more so than others. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. First, the university at the north of Israel, which is a college and part of the university, they were closed for a year, so all of their studies were kind of from distance, because people were not there. They were evacuated. So people were evacuated, students were evacuated, families and teachers. So all this school was from distance, and we have gone through the COVID already, but still here it's more stressful. It's only part of the population, and many students found it very difficult, to be out of form and try to continue in their routine as students. That's a challenge, yeah.
Professor, I'm so sorry. Sorry to have cut you short there. We just have to cut for a quick news update. Can you just stay with us a little longer? Because there's there's about one or two questions which I'd just like to run by you. Are you okay for? Thank you, Professor. Professor Rachel Deckel, Professor of Social Work at Bar-Ilan University. We are looking at how Israeli students at this point in time are managing their studies amid the ongoing war on terror. I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation with the professor. Right now, time check. It's just gone exactly 4:30. Time now for a quick news update. Let's see what's happening in the world.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it's just gone. 29 minutes to the top of the hour, 29 minutes to 5. If you've just joined us, welcome to the second hour of the Afternoon Overdrive. Joining me on the line, I have Professor Rachel Deckel, who's a Professor of Social Work at the Bar-Ilan University. Professor, thank you so much for spending a bit more time with us. So, Professor, our focus prior to the news, the short news bulletin, was mainly senior students, to students in universities, but now one wonders, I know that you are a professor of social work at the Bar-Ilan University, but what are your observations regarding the younger ones? I mean, preschool and junior school, because obviously the way the war is impacting on Israeli society right now, that would differ between the younger generation, if I can put it that way, and the older students. What are you seeing there?
Like in high school, I think, I mean, it depends when and for whom, as you say. So some people were the ones evacuated from north and the south, had to change school in the middle of the year, try to imagine. So they started like in September in one school, following the beginning of the war, they had to leave their families with their families and change the school. Now they are coming back, the people in this north. So there is a question whether they stay. They continue the year. We have like a year till June. So whether they stay and continue their year of studies in the same place they've been in the last year, or moving back with their part of their communities to the other school. So these are like 2 years that some people have changed like 4 places of high school or junior school, which is very, very difficult to, you know, to regulate and to be part of a new system, new teacher, new class, new friends, new courses. It's a challenge. And to be alone some with your friends, and some you have to find new friends, new kind of new hobbies or places to be part. And this is a challenge for the young people. That's exactly true, and a very important challenge. And taking into account that some of the parents were in the reservist or like were exposed to some of the war, so they might not be on top of everything and might find it challenging to take care of the kids.
Professor, what mechanisms, what programs are in place? I mean, as we've discussed now, there's a difference between the younger generation of learners and the older generation, if I can categorize it in that way. What programs, what projects are in place to at least guide these students and bring them on board to at least return them to some form of normality in terms of their studies, their schooling?
Yeah, so actually there are many, many programs. This might be sometimes it's another challenge, because it's not that you have to find a program, but you have to be like accessible, feasible program that we can find you and people can come on board. So there are programs at the university level, and there are many kind of group therapy for people who were in the military, for spouses. For the young kids, I can tell about a new program that like has been done by a Weizmann Institute. The name is ENCORE, that is going to the schools. So students are going to high school and junior school and helping classes to learn about how to cope with the stress and the distress of the war. So there is a lot of awareness and trying to develop more and more programs. But now we have to find a match between the challenge and the program itself.
Indeed. Professor, we're going to leave it there. I must thank you so much for spending a bit more time to talk to us about what Israeli students from junior to senior level into higher institutions are going through, how they're managing their studies amid this ongoing war on terror. Thank you once again, Professor. Professor Rachel Dekel, Professor of Social Work at the Bar-Ilan University.